You're listening to SBS News.
Emergency workers on the front line every day dealing with confronting situations. Now, a national report by Beyond Blue called Answering the Call shows just how great a toll that exposure can have. Beyond Blue Chief Executive Officer Georgie Harmon outlines some of the sobering statistics.
Employees and volunteers report suicidal thoughts over two times more than adults in the general population and are three times more likely to have a suicide plan.
It also found one in three employees experienced high or very high psychological distress, compared to just one in eight Australian adults. More than one in 2.5 employees reported being diagnosed with a mental illness, compared to one in five adults in the general population, while employees with 10 or more years service were twice as likely to experience psychological distress. They were also six times more likely to experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. The findings also reveal it doesn't matter what emergency service people work for or in what state, the issues are fundamentally the same. Former Victoria Police Chief Commissioner and Advisory Group Chairman Ken Lay says there needs to be a national approach.
Now seeing achingly familiar problems right across the sector, right across Australia, and individual agencies aren't going to fix this. This is a space where I think the Commonwealth Government does need to look at, to try and support these people, many who have been harmed protecting our community.
Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton, who took a break from work late last year to deal with his own mental health issues, is calling for leadership on the issue.
If we don't set leadership examples in this area, I don't think we'll see meaningful progress because it's all about cultural change, and cultural change has to be led no matter what organisation it is or what the issue is. You don't change culture without leading it and leading it strongly, and that's the challenge for all the leaders.
But stigma around reporting mental health issues hasn't disappeared. Chief Researcher Professor David Lawrence says many people are still reluctant to speak up.
We know that most conditions like anxiety, depression, PTSD tend to develop gradually over a period of time. The more we can get people to identify symptoms early and seek help at an early stage, it dramatically increases the prospects of complete recovery and a full return to work.
The report made several recommendations, including reform to workers' compensation, which three in four people said was detrimental to their recovery, as well as greater support for people beyond their employment. Gloria Claish, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.